Hello, and welcome to this edition of TechNet Radio. I'm your host, Tommy Patterson, Senior Technical Evangelist out of the Southeast. Today's title, What is Microsoft's Data Culture and Why Should I Care? Which actually should be, Why Should You Care? But that's what it is, Why Should I Care? Today, joining me is Michael Lucas, Principal IT Program Manager. Welcome to the show, Michael.
How you doing?
Great. So I go around and I speak at events. I talk about Azure and blogging. I do blogging and videos such as today. Tell us a little bit about your world, where you come from, maybe some of what you've done in the past and then what you're doing now.
Sure. So I work in a group called Enterprise Data Services in IT. And the big role that we have in this group is to try and help Microsoft with our data strategy and move us to a data culture. So it's really all about how do we enable the enterprise to actually utilize the data that we bring in and create and get business insights to drive the decisions we make as a company.
Tell me a little bit about how the BI landscape is changing now.
Yeah, so if you think about even 10, 15 years ago, primarily when we were doing analytics in IT, it was all about how do you see what's happened and get results in terms of how do we measure performance, right? And so it's that whole descriptive and diagnostic kind of analytics that we've all been used to. Data didn't change a lot. The volumes were predictable. And even if we had large data sizes, they were consistent in their growth. And now everything's changed. When you look at data, we're getting so much data from devices, from microtransactions and how we do business, that the volume of data is much greater. And the diversity and richness of the data we get is even greater than before. And so that really changes how we look at that data. No longer can we just think about it as, well, I just want to see what our performance was last quarter. We want to use this data to gain insights to actually drive the decisions we make. So it's more of that predictive and prescriptive analytics that we're moving to. And the way I describe it to people, I use an analogy. I think about back in the 1980s when PCs were first starting to come into business. Back then, if you were in the 80s and I was having this conversation with you about PCs, you'd say, you know, Michael, yeah, I get these PCs are cool. And yeah, they could probably help me differentiate as a company and kind of be on the leading edge, but it's not something I'm required to do to be competitive. Fast forward the clock to now. I don't think any CIO would tell you that you could remove all the PCs in their company and they'd be able to even run their business. And so I see the same thing happening with data. We're going to get to the point in a few years where if companies aren't thinking about it this way and aren't changing the way they drive data in their culture, they're going to be left behind and they're going to really struggle to survive.
That's great, Michael. We talked about the changing landscape and data and shift in the industry. Let's talk now about how we create that shift in terms of people.
People think of this, and I've seen a lot of this. You see the big data hype that's going on. A lot of people have approached it from a technology perspective, and technology is just one little piece. You have to bring people along to understand that data is different. Like the people who are in it all the time, if you have business analysts that have done lots of data crunching all their life, they've seen the shift, right? They get what's changed, and they may struggle with how do I change technology to utilize it, but they know it's important. You have a salesperson who has always sold goods, you know, maybe I'll use Nordstrom as an example. Shoe salesman at Nordstrom has traditionally sold shoes and kept a little book to know what their customers are doing. Opening their eyes into all the possibilities of the data now around their customers and the things they buy and how they do things, that you have to help them understand that. And once they get it, once it is relevant to their job, they want to jump on board and really use that to drive what they're doing forward. And so that interrelatability is the hard part. And it's a people thing. And you know, even in our company, this has been tried before from a tops-down approach. You can't just do tops-down. It can't just be an exec saying, we're all going to have a data culture and we're going to do it. Now go do it. There has to be a bottoms-up. The people on the ground, that salesman in that example, they have to understand what it means to them and why they want it. And then you meet in the middle. And that's how you really get the people change to happen.
Okay. And so from a people change, yeah, I agree with you. I think, and we're seeing that in our company where we're seeing change from the bottom up as well as the top down. From a process perspective, how does it shift?
So once you get people bought in, then you can start to deal with a lot of the things that traditional analysts would talk about, which is how do you get around data governance and data management, right? How do you have processes in place that as we ingest data and create data in our company, that we can actually curate that data appropriately so it's fit for use and ready to be used by information workers? Because again, if you have all this massive data in your ecosystem and the data can only be understood by a technical developer, you've missed the mark. And so changing the business processes and how we create data, changing the business processes and how we curate that data becomes critical.
All right. So people and then process, we got those, the shift there that has to happen. But now the technology, that shift has to change as well. I think we kind of get helped along with that, with the whole BYOD initiative and the way big data works. But tell me a little bit about what is that technology shift?
The beauty is we've seen a lot of maturity in technology happening in the past couple of years. You look at all the big data platforms that have been coming to life to really help us deal with this unstructured data and the massive volumes of data coming in. And then you take a look at all the self-service BI tools. And really, the important part about the self-service BI tools is it's getting data in the hands of the decision makers and the actual information workers that do their job day in and day out that need this for insights. And the maturation of these tools, like Power BI is an example, is really helping ShiftWrite that conversation. And so ShiftWrite's a term I use internally here at Microsoft to explain to a BI developer who knows all the different steps you take from, hey, data comes in from, say, an ERP system, and then I have to take that data and integrate it. And then once I've integrated it with other data and cleansed it and made it appropriate, I then aggregate it up, and then I write the report, right? Mm-hmm. All that I just described used to be a developer. And helping them understand, hey, how do you let the information worker write the report? How do you even let the information worker munge data together to create new insights? So it's not the developer taking you 90% on the journey. That's really where technology is letting us go. And that's an exciting thing.
That's great. So, Michael, we've talked about the people, the technology, the process. I think there's a big piece there, too, that we need to talk about. And what does this mean to IT itself?
Yeah, great question. And this is the big thing right now that my team is having a lot of conversations around within even Microsoft. And that is the role of IT, the value prop we provide to the company has to change. If you look at my group, we used to be called Business Intelligence Engineering. And what we used to do 2.5 years ago is be the group that did all that development I just talked about, right? If you were a business person, a salesperson, or a sales manager, and you needed a report insight on what's going on in your region and whether there's white space, i.e. places where we have sales opportunities, you'd give me a requirements doc, I'd read through it, I'd have my team design the solution and give you the report. That's the old way of doing things. And we've all heard it. Anybody who's worked in IT, the argument's as old as time. Business complains about IT being too slow, they never get my requirements right, by the time they give me something, it's not what I need, and it's too late. IT is always saying, look, business can never make up their mind. They don't know what they need. I give it to it, and then they're still not happy. Mm-hmm. And that's really because we're trying to use an old way of working with the business in the new paradigm, and it doesn't work. And so what we do now is we really focus on enabling the business to gain these insights themselves, to help bring up their capability and analytics and give them these self-service tools. And then another thing that's really important, if we're going to give them the access to use the data, we got to make sure the data is good, right? We got to help bring the data into a way that they can understand, not into a way that I as a developer can understand. And that really becomes the role of IT. And so I look at myself now as much more of a teacher and enabler than I do a doer. And that's a big shift.
Very cool. Very cool. Okay. So I think that just about covers it. Are there any closing thoughts you might have around, you know, how we go forward and, you know, are there any good, got any good stories about, you know, people or process changes that have happened?
Yeah, definitely. So, you know, I think going forward, the biggest thing is get rid of the boundaries. And we're doing that as a culture all together with Satya at the helm. One thing he's really impressed upon us is don't just think of here's what I do and here's what you do. The more you work together and collaborate with people, you'll figure this out and learn it, right? And it's really just getting involved with your business. Don't create a wall. And then from terms of success, we see it all across the board. We have a system called MSRA. It's a reporting system. And this is one where this problem of the business feeling IT is too slow was solved. It's where IT and the business got together and said, instead of us always writing all these financial reports we give you, how do we enable views for you into the data through a tool? And at this point, this was back many years ago, it was Excel. And now since we put Power BI to make it much richer, but even back then, we optimized Excel where they could get these views themselves and start piecing information together and gain their own insights. And finance now is running their business off of this and making decisions without IT intervention. And now lately with Power BI, it's allowed us to do one thing further, which they couldn't do, which is not just take the financial data that our finance IT needed to give them, but match it and merge it with data from all around the company that the finance IT department may not even know about. Finance people are now doing this on their own, right? And so that discoverability and being able to mash together data sets that you normally wouldn't think are easily mashable is really driving new insights. And so I know the finance organization is really excited about that.
Yeah, I bet they are. So everything sounds great. I love what you guys are doing. And I think it's being seen all over the company. I talked to a lot of the sales reps and the TSPs and the technical salespeople. And I think they feel like they're more empowered now based on data that they're getting in. And they're able to go actually listen to the customer and apply a solution that the customer can use much better than in the past, where it was more of a product approach. So very cool. That's about all we have for today's show. I think it's been great, hearing everything from you, Michael. Hope to have you back on again sometime and, hear more about what's happened and how we've progressed. But thanks again.
Thank you. Have a great day.